Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
When Tufts University announced plans to bring students back to campus, city officials in Medford and Somerville weren't too keen. They asked Tufts to reconsider in order to avoid putting full-time residents at risk. But now we're about 3 weeks into the fall semester, so let's find out how things are going. Here to give us a glimpse of how Tufts, Somerville, and Medford are working together during this pandemic are leaders of all three. Anthony Monaco, president of Tufts University, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. Yeah, great to be here.
Somerville Mayor Joe Curtatone, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, Madam Mayor.
And Medford Mayor Brianna Longo-Kern, welcome to you.
Thank you.
And listeners, we welcome you to join us. If you live in Medford, Somerville, Boston, or some other community that is home to a college or university, how are you feeling about the reopening in your community? If students have come back to campus, how have things been going? 800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. So I'm going to ask all three of you the same question to start. And President Monaco of Tufts University, I'll start with you. How are things going from your perspective as the term starts?
So far, things have been going according to plan. We're cautiously optimistic that the rate of infections that we've experienced and the very low transmission of those infections will allow us to keep the Tufts community and the wider community safe. But as we all know, the rates in Massachusetts are climbing, and we have to be vigilant and keep on our guard with our communities to maintain this level.
Mayor Longo-Kern of Medford, how about you? How do you think things have been going?
I have to concur with President Monaco. I think considering things are going fairly well with the way Tufts is handling the reopening and all the testing that they're able to do, I think also the ambassadors that Tufts has reminding students to continually wear masks if they're out and cannot socially distance has been a big positive for our community. Complaints are low, and I hope to keep it that way.
And you, Mayor Curtatone, is that your assessment as well?
No, I agree. There's been incredible collaboration between Tufts and the cities of Somerville, Medford, our communities. And I want to thank the residents of each community and the students and staff and the Tufts community and my fellow mayor colleague from Medford, as well as President Monaco, for their leadership here. I think our deliberateness, diligence in probing the plan that Tufts put forth put us in a stronger position. And at the end of the day, we've seen people really live up to their personal responsibility to continue to take steps to interrupt the transmission of the virus to other people. So far, it's going well.
You know, the three of you give us an opportunity to kind of peek behind the curtain. It really isn't very often that you get an opportunity to talk to town leaders and university leaders together. And certainly none of us have ever had a conversation like this one before about reopening during a pandemic. I wonder, for any of the three of you, was there something that has been hard about this coordination, about making this relationship work, that you weren't expecting to be hard, or something that you were expecting to be hard and was even harder? And I welcome any of the three of you to answer that.
I'll kick it off if it's okay.
Sure.
Actually, it's always the uncertainty in the entire crisis that's been difficult, certainly for cities and towns, and I'm sure it was for Tufts. For the university setting here, not every student lives on campus. A large part of a segment of the undergraduate population lives in our communities. But it's also, I want to make clear that, both Somerville and Medford and the inner core of Boston, where it's home to more than 80 colleges and universities, and our communities are homes to other students as well. But you know, the challenging part is you know making sure we're prepared to contain any cases or outbreak, and we expect that to happen at some point. We've done that, but what's made it less challenging, I do want to give credit where credit is due, is that President Monaco and the Atassa administration have shown incredible leadership from the beginning of the pandemic. When other university leaders weren't speaking up, Tufts was taking action, sending the warning signals. Tufts was one of the first communities I know, universities I know of, or any academic institution in the country, to put forth its facilities, its dormitories, its campus, its assets, to work with Somerville and Medford to house and quarantine or isolate our first responders and city workers, and to work collectively in how we can, again, interrupt the transmission of the virus from person to person. That in of itself and the leadership from Tufts made it a lot easier for some of the method as we came to the question how to reopen, although we had a lot of questions, a lot of probativeness. At the end of the day, there wasn't divisiveness, and so I want to give credit where credit is due.
Well, maybe I should respond. Thank you, Mayor. But, you know, we had a common goal right from the beginning, all three of us, maintaining the health and safety of our collective communities. And I think we did show that effectively during the surge. And the probing of our plan, I think that was absolutely necessary. All the changes in state guidance, CDC guidance, none of them took into account surveillance testing. So there were a lot of changes that we had to explain our rationale and work together to make sure that we had the safest protocols we can. And I think we achieved that, and the data is showing it. But we still have a long semester ahead, and we're looking forward to working with the communities to expand our testing. And we're talking about testing residents. We started testing Medford teachers yesterday and school nurses, and we're planning a pooled testing collaboration that we hope to roll out. And I think this will extend our work together into the later phases of the pandemic.
Yeah, I agree with President Monaco and Mayor Curtatone. I think the challenges we've faced have more been, for me, the changing of the state of what stage we're in of the pandemic. We were doing really well, and Tufts had put a great plan forward that I was very positive about. We had input, and then all of a sudden, you know, the pandemic really started to erupt again in different parts of the country where we know students were coming in from, and that's when we had to collaborate again in making things a little bit stricter and guaranteeing safety of the students, the staff, as well as our communities. So even though there's been challenges and changes put forth through orders and the state of the pandemic, I think the collaboration among the three of us, being able to hop on a Zoom call in a matter of hours to talk things through, the collaboration of Tufts helping Medford and Somerville on not only testing but housing our first responders when we needed it, the relationship has really made the challenging parts go smoother than you could imagine. But ultimately, the end goal is just to make sure we keep everybody healthy and safe, and I think we're doing the best we can.
So, Mayor Lungo-Koehn, I know we're going to have to say goodbye to you in just a minute, so I'm actually going to stay with you now for one more question to you. What are you hearing from the residents of Medford now?
The main concern I have from residents, I mean, and this has been the last several months, 6 weeks. The main concerns came right before we were allowing the in-region students to come in. That's when the country was surging, and that's really when the complaints and questions and concerns came. The last few weeks have been mostly positive. You know, Tufts is doing their testing as they said they were going to do. They have their ambassadors. They are isolating. They are quarantining. They are stopping any type of spread that could have potentially happened if they didn't have such a secure plan in place. So knock on wood that we keep it that way. But for the most part, the concern came a month ago when we in turn collaborated and made sure that we were a little stricter than we planned on being, and Tufts, you know, really worked through their plan and made the changes to satisfy Mayor Curtatone and myself and our staffs, just to guarantee that we keep things as safe as and people as healthy as possible.
Okay, and that is Medford Mayor Brianna Lungo-Kern. I know we have to say goodbye to you. Thanks for being part of this conversation today.
Thank you for having me.
So, President Monaco, Mayor Curtatone, I want to turn back to the two of you. A couple of weeks ago, we had on at one point Jack Dunn of Boston College and then Mayor Ruth Ann Fuller of Newton, Massachusetts, in what was, you know, by their own admission, a very contentious relationship between the university and Newton around bringing students back to campus, the testing protocols BC was using, the contact tracing, communication, et cetera. As leaders of institutions who are dependent upon each other, what are the lessons that you drew from other places, and what are lessons other places can draw from you about keeping those communication lines open and collaborating successfully?
So I'll start off. It should come as no surprise that communication is critical between the university, the communities, and the public at large. Transparency is important, and we have at the center of our compass is the health and well-being. I think President Monaco has mentioned this, not just the people who work, or the students who go to university, the faculty, the staff, or our institutions, the cities, but the public at large. We all have that common goal, and in that communication, we not only with each other, with the public at large, we need to be brutally honest. Because we need to maintain the confidence and credibility with the public. We're asking the public to live up to a certain standard of responsibility as individuals. They expect us to do the same. Those components, I believe, are critical, not only for success amongst each other, but for the public at large. I think it sets a great example for how other academic institutions and municipalities should think about how they coexist and work together. Somerville has had a long history with Tufts as well as Medford. I'll speak for Somerville. I mean, it hasn't always been rosy. I'm going back years having grown up here. We've had a string of great presidents from Larry Bacow to Tony Monaco that I've had experience with as mayor. And so we've not only worked on incredible projects like Shape Up Somerville, which was world-renowned and the model for Let's Move for former First Lady Michelle Obama, around public health, and but also in taking on crises here. I hope these are important lessons in history for others who take our place in the future, but for other communities and other academic institutions as well, that we really need each other in times of crisis.
President Monaco, have you been brutally honest and what in your communication and what else do you think has been important in making clearly this relationship work?
Well, we have been very honest with each other, and we had differences. We had to explain each other's rationale for wanting something changed, and we came to good conclusions. You asked also, what were the lessons learned from some of the other colleges that did have outbreaks, and one of those is the testing frequency matters. Twice a week is the best frequency because you're catching it before anyone gets symptomatic and can spread. But also, you can't ignore your off-campus student body, and when we organized our strategy, we had both our on-campus and off-campus students totally involved in our program. Everyone was the same, and that's made a big difference. And I think those that did not include as much of their off-campus or any of it have struggled because that is a potential place for spread.
And I also want to add, the university really agreed. I mean, we're in a total agreement that both the communities and university of, we have to have, there really has to be very little tolerance, if any, of a certain type of behavior. People must comply with what's expected of them, in this case, students, in terms of living off campus. And so the communication's important in that respect, to understand what's happening when we get complaints, whether they're warranted or not, how we respond to them, how we explain to the public, how we dealt with it. For example, if there's a complaint of an off-campus party, that's really important. And I feel that in many cases around the country hasn't been the case. And to what the president's alluded to, there's been sort of a push-off from the campus, the main campus of the academic institutions, to what happens with their student body afterwards. At the end of the day, it's one, you're all part of the university, whether you live on campus or not, and we're all part of one greater community here, which is the communities of Somerville and Medford.
We have just a couple of minutes left, and I find myself wondering for both of you, you know, President Monaco, you are the hired chief executive of a university, and Mayor Curtatone, you are the elected leader of a city. And I wonder, are there anything core to your obligations as leaders and to sort of the missions of the organization, in your case, President Monaco, and the community, in your case, Mayor Curtatone, that run in conflict to each other even now? Is there something, anything, that continues to put you at odds?
No. I don't know, Tony. I'll let you go first.
Well, no, there's always challenges when a university is settled in a community with lots of residents and the students are mingled off campus. And so we manage those, but communication, as the mayor said, is incredibly important. I don't think that has gotten any worse during the pandemic. If anything, our students have, obviously behaved very exemplary right now. But, you know, there is the possibility that we could have a gathering that could cause problems, and we have to communicate and get on top of it right away. And I think the mayor knows that he can phone me, and there'll be action, and we'll deal with those situations. But right now, I've got to hand it to our students. They've distinguished themselves amongst their peers, and I hope that they're an example for others and hope they can sustain this throughout the semester.
Yeah, we always have our challenges on individual issues well prior to the pandemic, but at the end of the day, our values are aligned, I'd submit, and that's more important than any particular one narrow issue or challenge we have. Our values, in this case, we want to ensure the health and safety, well-being, and when we take action such as reopening any part of our economy, our lives, or university activity, and we want to make sure that reopening is sustainable. So I'd say we are guided by those two stars in a uniform fashion.
In 30 seconds or so, Mayor Curtatone, what is your message to the students of Tufts University?
Thank you for meeting your individual responsibility. Thank you for stepping up and working side by side with the university and the communities of Somerville and Medford to in our fight against COVID and helping keeping everybody safe. And we'd ask you to keep doing that. We have a long way to go.
And President Monaco, in 30 seconds or so, what's your message to the residents of Somerville and Medford?
Well, I want to continue to work together collectively to keep everyone safe. And we look forward to, we've helped, the reopening of the colleges. Now we want to help reopen schools. And I think that's an important next step, and we look forward to doing that in collaboration with the mayors.
Yeah, can I just add one thing to that? I know we have a few seconds. I want to thank the president. I don't know in any other university. I'm sure they're out there. I just don't know them. Who's doing what Tufts is doing collaboratively with Medford and Somerville in terms of broad-based community testing and testing in our schools. I want to thank them for that.
You're welcome.
And that is Somerville Mayor Joe Curtatone. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Anthony Monaco, president of Tufts University, thanks to you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Really appreciated the conversation from all three of you, the mayor of Medford included, with that look behind the curtain. We learned a lot. Thank you.